There will be signs, Jesus said. When I was a child, one of the signs I always looked forward to at this time of the year was my Advent calendar. Not chocolate in those days, of course. When I was about 9 and 10, I used to make my own Advent calendars. This is actually a sad calendar, but a simple thing. Cutting out pictures and putting them behind the paper doors. Each day I would open one of the doors, pretending I didn't know what I would find behind it.
Oh, a ball.
Oh, a robin. Put them there. I had. Anyway, simple pleasures. But of course, what made it even more exciting was that each door that I opened was a sign to me that Christmas was getting closer. There was a big theological debate in my household with my homemade Advent calendars, because I put 25 on there, with the stable at the bottom. My eldest brother, far away from me, far better than me, and a much better theologian at the age of 14 than I was at the age of 9, told me that this was the Advent calendar, and 25 should certainly not appear on an Advent calendar. But I progressed, counting down each day to Christmas as I went. And let's face it, that's what Advent is all about, isn't it? Just counting down the days. 9-year-old John decided that he liked Advent. It was a time of expectation, anticipation, and yes, of course, excitement. Yes, it meant that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, but it also meant school shows, carols, presents, and Father Christmas. All these things I look forward to one day after another on the great countdown. Then things happen. Somewhere along the way, who knows when, life got real and Advent changed. Advent was no longer just the season before Christmas. Advent was no longer a countdown. Instead, Advent began to describe the reality of the world that we live in now. The gospel texts about the destruction of the temple, war, earthquakes, famines, plagues, and betrayals took on new meanings, as they certainly do as we hear them now in 2024. Advent became a season of change, looking now to an unsure future through the lens of the present, a future that was not clear and unknown. After all, the signs were there. After all, the signs, as we're told, are all around. There will be signs, Jesus said. We see signs everywhere. The signs we see in the headlines. The signs of our unsure world, teetering on its axis with war and famine in so many places. There will be signs, Jesus said. You probably all wish that Advent was as simple and easy as opening a little door on the calendar and revealing the picture of a robin, or perhaps eating a Malteser that lies on the other side, and knowing that Christmas gets ever closer. But as adults, we know the world is not that simple, and life, for many, is not that easy. Maybe that's why every year on this day, the first Sunday of Advent, we always hear a gospel text that seems to describe the end of the world and the signs that will accompany that ending. Because this is not just a story about Jesus and his disciples. Rather, this is the story we experience in our lives. It's the same story then. It's the same story now. We see it in our world, and today the church declares it to be the good news of Jesus Christ. There will Jesus said. And he also says that if we look, we'll see the signs everywhere. In the sun, the moon, the stars, in the distress among Earth's nations, and in the roaring of the sea and its waves. These words on the first reading are worrying, and these words are so frequently misunderstood. Although you may not realize it, there will be signs are actually words of hope and reassurance, but far too often they're heard as words of warning and threat. And when they are, the signs are used to predict a future of impending doom and loss. They become interpreted as signs that the world will end, and that we better all be ready, or else. But misunderstanding these signs pushes us further away from the light of hope, and pushes us into the darkness, and blinds us to the coming of the Son of Man with power and great glory. Lo, he comes with clouds descending. There will be signs, and not Jesus' words of warning and threat. Jesus does not ask us to predict the future, far from it. He never says that there are signs that the end of the world has come. Instead, he says that when we see the signs, we are to stand up and know that help is on the way, that our Saviour is drawing near. The signs are not a reason to hang our head in despair or shrink from life. The signs are our hope and reassurance that God has not abandoned us, that God notices us, that God, and how humbling and overwhelming is this, that God cares for us, that God comes to us and is part of our lives, our lives with all its many confusions and difficulties and sorrows and joys. Jesus' parable, the fig tree, teaches us how to read the signs. The Advent signs are as ordinary and common as a fig tree sprouting leaves. We see the leaves and we know something is happening. Summer is near. It's a new season with new life, new growth, new fruit. That is the promise and good news of the Advent signs. And yet that promise, that good news, is fulfilled not apart from, but in and through the reality of our life circumstances and our world's events, no matter how difficult and impossible and tragic they may be. So what if we looked on our lives and our world and we began to read and understand the signs in our Advent stories as sprouting leaves? What would we see then? What would it mean? It would mean that the kingdom of God is near. It would mean that we are entering a new season. We would see new life, new growth. We produce new fruit. We could open the doors each day of our own personal Advent calendar of the heart and look forward with new courage and confidence. We could look on the world with a new sense of compassion and hope. We would be strengthened to do the work God has given us to do. Yes, the Advent season of our lives can be long. They may well be difficult. They may well be painful. But we never face those seasons without the signs of hope and reassurance. Signs that point to the one who we know is coming on clouds descending. There will be signs, Jesus said. Take these signs into your heart as we wait. Take these signs knowing that Jesus comes ever closer into our lives. O come, Emmanuel, our sign of Advent hope. Amen.